Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text 55. Sri Shuka Vacha, Svasur, Vadan, Nivavrite, Kamsas, Tad Vakya Sara Vit Vasudevo Api Tam Prita Prashasya Pravishad Griham Sri Shuka Vacha Svasurvada Nivavrite Kamsastad Vakya Saravit Vasudevo Pitam Prita Prashasya Pravishad Griham Sri Shuka Vacha Svasurvadhan Nivavrite Kamsastad Vakya Saravid Vasudevo Pitam Prita Prashasya Pravishad Griham Sri Shuka Vacha Svasurvada Nivavrite Kamsastad Vakya Saravit Vasudevo Pitam Prita Prashasya Pravishad Griham Sri Shuka Vacha Asurvadhavate Asadvakyatarvin Asadeva Pisamvita Asadvakyatarvin Sarvadam Nivavrite Kamsastad Vakya Saravit Vasudevo Pitam Prita Sasya Pravishad Viham Sukha Vacha Sarvadam Nivavrite Vaishnavis, Sri Shuka Vacha Allah Kamsa Stadvakya Saradit Vasudeva Pitam Pritaha Prashasya Pravishad Griham Sri Sukha Vacha Vasudeva Pritam Prita Prashasya Pravishad Griham Sri Sukha Vacha Asurvadan Vibhavrite Kamsastad Vakisaravit Vasudeva Pritam Vasasya Pravishad Griham Sri Shuka Vacha Sri Shuka Deva Goswami said Svasahu of his sister Devaki Vadat from the act of killing Nivavrite stop for the time being. Kamsaha, Kamsa. Tadvakya, the words of Vasudev. Saravit, knowing to be perfectly correct. Vasudevaha, Vasudev. Api, also, tam, to him, kamsa, pritaha, being satisfied, prashasya, pacifying more, pravishad griham, entered his own house. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued, Kamsa agreed to the logical arguments of Vasudev, and having full faith in Vasudev's words, he refrained from killing his sister. Vasudev, being pleased with Kamsa, pacified him further, and entered his own house. Please repeat. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued. Kamsa agreed to the logical arguments of Vasudev. And having full faith in Vasudev's words, he refrained from killing his sister. Vasudev, being pleased with Kamsa, pacified him further, and entered his own house. Purport. Although Kamsa was a sinful demon, he believed that Vasudev would never deviate from his word. The character of a pure devotee like Vasudev is such that even so great a demon as Kamsa firmly believed in his words and was satisfied. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchana sarvaganais tatra samasate suraha. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. All good attributes are present in a devotee, so much so that even Kamsa believed in Vasudeva's words without a doubt. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes a verse from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yas Yasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinshana, Sarai Ganas Tatras Tamasate Suraha. He quotes this verse many times in his purports, lectures, letters. He thought it was very important that just by becoming a devotee of Krishna, by practicing Krishna consciousness, all the good qualities develop. Once he was in India, he was giving a Bhagavad Gita class, and he said, it would be a really good idea if the government would pay people to become devotees because they would save so much money, you know, for, you know, because they have to spend so much money on prison systems and court systems and insurance and, you know, reparations for all the bad activities people commit. But if they paid people to become devotees, they would automatically develop good qualities. So I wonder how that would work. How much you'd have to pay to get people to really practice Krishna consciousness. I don't think he really meant that seriously, but it was an interesting suggestion. So this verse, Yas Yasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinshana, comes up in the 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the title, The Residents of Jambudweep Offer Prayers to the Lord. And, you know, we live in a part of the universe that's called Bharatavarsha. And this Bharatavarsha is one of nine varshas that make up a larger part of the universe called Jambudweep. And in each of the varshas of Jambudweep, there is a ruling deity of Krishna. You know, Krishna exists in different forms. There's the original form, Krishna, but Krishna expands himself into so many different forms. You know, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Rama. And the different varshas of Jambudweep, different incarnations of Krishna, different avatars of Krishna are worshipped. So one of the varshas is called Hari Varsha, and in that varsha, they worship Lord Nrisimhadev, you know, Prahlad Maharaj and all his compatriot devotees. They are particularly devoted to Lord Nrisimhadev, and they offer prayers. And there's a sequence of prayers that begins with text 8 in that chapter 18. And in that eighth verse, you know, there's a prayer. They pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to destroy the demon-like material desires in the heart. So that's important for us to remember when we're praying to Lord Nrisimhadev. We're not only praying to Lord Nrisimhadev to kill the external demons like Hiranyakashipu, but to kill the demon-like desires within the heart. So in text 8 of that chapter, there's a prayer like that. And then in the ninth text of that chapter, there's the devotees pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to spread good fortune throughout the entire universe and cause all the envious personalities within the universe to become pacified. Because that's where trouble comes from, when the living entities are envious of each other, then they don't act for each other's welfare. They try to cause harm and violence to each other. They try to exploit each other. So in that verse, Prahlad Maharaj and the devotees of Lord Nrisimhadev pray, let everyone become Krishna conscious and practice bhakti yoga, because if they do that, then they will desire each other's welfare. In other words, they won't be trying to exploit and harm each other for sense gratification. They'll be genuinely interested in each other's welfare, and the world will become a peaceful place. So that's the ninth verse. Then in the tenth verse, the devotees pray to Lord Nrisimhadev, please don't let me become attracted to the prison of material householder life, which is based on envy and material sense gratification. They pray, if I'm going to be attracted to anybody, let me be attracted to the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, then, the next verse, they pray, when we're in the association of devotees, we become attracted to hearing about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We become attracted to chanting the holy names of the Lord. So there's another verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyanta Shtoya Bhadrani Vidunoti Sahrit Satam. The chanting and hearing of the glories of the Lord is in itself the most pious activity, because the Lord enters within the heart of the devotee who is attracted to hearing about him and cleanses all the impurities from the heart, or as Lord Chaitanya put it, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. And that's essential for becoming purified and for becoming attracted to Krishna. Then it's the next verse that is this famous verse, Yes Yasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinchanar Sarvai Ganais Tatra Samaste Sara. And Srila Prabhupada translates that verse, you know, differently in different places. In some places he translates it, you know, for one who has become dedicated to the unflinching devotional service of the Lord, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods become consistently manifest in the person of that devotee. So that consistent manifestation of these good qualities is an important point, because sometimes even a materialistic person may inconsistently or temporarily manifest some aspect or reflection of these good qualities, but it's not permanent. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadgana matore tenasati davato bihi. It's on the mental platform. It's temporary. That's the second part of this Yasasti Bhaktir verse. So, in different places, we find lists of what these good qualities are. They're listed in the Bhagavad Gita. There's a list of 26 qualities of a devotee. And Srila Prabhupada repeats that in several other places. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a list of 28 qualities of a devotee. You know, devotees are peaceful, expert, silent, poetic. There's so many qualities listed. One of them is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the 17th quality in the list of 28 in the 11th canto. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, according to the purport, that among those 28 qualities, surrender to the Supreme Lord is the most important, because simply by that one, all the other qualities develop, which is, you know, being stated here. Yes, yes, the bhaktir bhagavati kinchana sarvarganas tatra samasate saraha. So, by unflinching devotional service, these qualities automatically develop within a devotee. One doesn't have to, if one is seriously practicing devotional service, one doesn't have to specifically attempt to develop them. They'll automatically develop. So among those qualities is being expert. And we see here in this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam how Vasudeva is very expertly dealing with Kamsa, you know, presenting arguments and proposals that finally convince him to spare the life of Kamsa's sister, Devaki. So this is one of the qualities of the devotee. But actually these are qualities of Krishna. And because each of us is part and parcel of Krishna, as we become Krishna conscious, to some extent these qualities develop in us. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Each soul is an eternal part of me. So Krishna has so many qualities that are listed in the Nectar of Devotion. So to some extent, the minute fragmental part of Krishna, the jiva, the spirit soul, can also manifest some of these qualities. So Krishna himself sometimes, you know, displays this same quality of diplomacy, expertise in diplomacy that Vasudeva is displaying here. You know, one example comes from later on in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Lord uses his expert knowledge in dealing with another demoniac person called Vrikasura. This Vrikasura was the son of a demon named Shakuni, and he wanted to get a benediction from the demigods. So he encountered Narada Muni once, and he asked, so I'm very eager to get a benediction from the demigods. Who gives the quickest benedictions? So Narada Muni explained that, well, excuse me, Narada Muni explained that Shiva gives benedictions very easily. He's known as Asutosh. He's very easily pleased. So this Vrikasura went to the Himalayan mountains to a place called Kedarnath. And there he lit a sacrificial fire. And because he was a demon in the mode of ignorance. You know, he did a very ignorant thing. You know, demons are in the mode of ignorance and they do ignorant, stupid things. So he began cutting pieces of his own flesh from his body and offering them into the fire, trying to attract the attention of Lord Shiva. So he did this for 6 days, and Lord Shiva didn't appear. So finally he thought, okay, he's not pleased with the offerings of my own flesh, so now I'm going to cut off my own head. You know, I'm going to commit suicide, in other words. So he bathed, and then he began to cut off his own head. And at that moment, Lord Shiva appeared from the sacrificial fire. And Srila Prabhupada explains it's not really such a wonderful thing if any one of us saw someone about to do something like that, we would try to stop them. If we saw, you know, somebody, you know, about to harm themselves, you know, here or anywhere out in the street, even an ordinary person would try to stop the person. So Lord Shiva said, wait, don't do that. That's very foolish. Actually, I'm really easily pleased. All you have to do is offer me some water and some fruits, you know, from a particular tree. But what is it that you want? I'll offer you whatever you want. So, being a demon, you know, an envious person, Vrikasura said, I would like the ability to, that if I touch someone, their head will fall off. They'll die, simply if I touch their head. And because Lord Shiva had promised, he had to give it. And then Srila Prabhupada explains in Krishna book that Vrikasura thought, well, Shiva's got a nice-looking consort, you know, his consort Gauri. I'd like to try her out. So he was going to go and test his benediction on Shiva. And Shiva fled, and Vrikasura chased after him. Eventually, Shiva went to Shvetadweep, which is the local Vaikuntha planet, the Vaikuntha planet within this universe. And from a long way off, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Lord of Svetadvip, could see Shiva coming with this Vrikasura chasing after him. So the Lord turned himself into a brahmachari, a young brahmachari. And he stepped in front of Vrikasura and said, oh, son of Shakuni, what brings you here? And this was a little bit diplomatic because he was saying, well, I know your father. Yeah, in other words, I'm acquainted with your family. And people who are in the materialistic concept of life, they're very much attached to their family. So if you recognize their family, they become a little bit pacified. So he became pacified. And he said, further said to him, the Lord further said to Vrikasura, you know, you're running really hard. I can see you're tired. You know, you have to take better care of your body. You know, you should just cool it for a minute. Because materialistic persons are very concerned with their bodily health. So again, this was a very diplomatic, very expert thing to say. And then the Lord said, in the form of the brahmachari, he said to Vrikasura, if you tell me what you're after, maybe I can help you. So diplomatically, this is very good. A person may have a goal, and if you can offer to help them achieve their goal, then they become very interested. So Vrikasura, thinking that the Lord was going to help him, confessed what he was up to. He said, well, I got this benediction from Shiva, and I'm going to test it out on him. And then the Lord said to him, now, just wait a minute. There's some things you have to understand about Shiva. He just had a big fight with his father-in-law, Daksha, and his father-in-law, Daksha, cursed him to become a ghost, so he's become a ghost now. And, I don't really think you should trust him. He's not in a sane state of mind at the moment. I mean, are you really sure that the benediction's going to work? it'd be a good thing for you to try it out on yourself. And then when you find out that it doesn't work, then you can really chastise him. You can make sure he'll never pass out any false benedictions again. So, in other words, the Lord himself was kind of manifesting. In order to save his devotee, Lord Shiva, he manifested this kind of diplomatic behavior, expert diplomatic behavior, of the same kind that Vasudeva is employing against Kamsa, another demoniac person. So then Vrikasura, he touched his own head to test the benediction, and he finished himself. So in that way, the Lord expertly dealt with him. So this quality of being expert and having diplomatic abilities is being manifested by Vasudeva here. So devotees can manifest these good qualities if they become unflinching devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and practice Krishna consciousness. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Nina, put my hand, that's not good for the வாங்கிக்கலாம் வாங்கி நம்மளுக்கு
இல்லை ப்ராப்ளம் ஒரு பெரிய